happy with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a couple of nice, quiet springtime days. Nice and warm today with a high temperature up to about 84. Sunshine will be dominant. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, breezy and warm. Another high temperature up to about 84. I think we're dry if you have plans on Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms, let's say, in the wee hours of Thursday night, Friday morning, with Friday's high temperature up to about 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around Saturday. And then we continue to look at a potential severe weather event looming for Sunday. We'll be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attorney General Barr testify on Capitol Hill, facing more questions about the Mueller report.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public.
New charges filed against Laughlin and others.
The little fish are being whittled out. The bigger fish remain, and they're in more trouble with each passing day.
The nation's measles outbreak. An outbreak in New York City led the mayor to declare a public health emergency.
President Trump said he will not reinstate his policy of separating migrant families that cross the border illegally.
Doctors are now calling for Fisher-Price to recall its popular Rock and Play sleeper after an investigation linked it to the deaths of over 30 babies.
What authorities say was a scheme to sell orthopedic braces to seniors who didn't need them, costing American taxpayers nearly $1 billion. $1,000.
Bernie Sanders will introduce what he believes is a path to health care for everyone.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time calls, you should let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. By the way, they got strawberries, and more strawberries down there. They're really good. Only $12 for a $12 for a basket, so go down and check them out. Let's see here. Let's continue on with Bernie. Bernie is doing a thing talking about Medicare for All, and he's kind of making his point. And it's, you know, he's talking to this reporter, and this reporter kind of mentions, challenges him a little bit, but not really challenges him. But somebody's going to go and take his head off with this thing. And listen to this. He's going to be using false polling information here.
Now, you know, having been up here on Capitol Hill, that kind of an idea requires full agreement basically from one party, because there aren't any Republicans that like what you're proposing here. But over in the House, the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, says she's kind of agnostic on this idea of Medicare for All and would rather see the current Affordable Care Act just strengthened. So if you're president and there's a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, how do you convince Speaker Pelosi to come along with your idea?
Well, I think we have come a long way, as you well know, on this issue in the last 4 years. The way that change takes place in this country is from the bottom on up, not from the top on down. So what we have managed to do, I think, in the last 4 years, is, depending on the poll, convince the majority of Americans that this is a good idea, and by the way, an overwhelming majority of Democrats. So our job is to get the American people standing up and say, you know what? I should not have to not get the medicine I need because it is so outrageously expensive, because the drug companies are ripping us off. I should not hesitate going to the doctor when I'm sick because I can't afford the deductible or a copayment. I should not go bankrupt just because my husband had a serious operation. I think the American people are catching on that healthcare is a human right, that the current system is incredibly wasteful, bureaucratic, much too expensive, and more people are coming to the idea of Medicare for All. And when you have a significant majority and members of Congress go home, as is happening, and they go to town meetings, and people say, excuse me, I want to see in the United States what every other major country has. Healthcare is a right, not a privilege, and you're going to get it.
So he just said that the medical system is too costly, too expensive. You know why that is? It's because you have so much government money involved in it with Medicare and Medicaid. Yep. That's what's driving the cost up and making it where you're doing too many things that you shouldn't be doing because people are not willing to take responsibility for their own health care. It just amazes me how, and I learned this from going through cancer school, is that once you get somebody plugged into their own health care where they are concerned about their health and they're going to do something about it, the results become just amazing. You know, you lose weight, you get in better health, and you're going to live longer. It's the people that don't care about their health care, and you see plenty of them. Go down to the emergency room, and you'll see a ton of them.
Well, and we've made this point before, but what do you cite, say, the Nordic countries, say, like, Norway? And, like, if you look at
homogenous group.
You look at, like, health outcomes for Norwegians as a homogenous group, compare them to the whole U.S. population, then the Norwegians as a single group are doing better. But say you took Norwegians in Norway and compared them to people of Norwegian descent in the United States.
Or people from Utah.
Right. People who are of Norwegian descent who live in the United States are doing better than the Norwegians in Norway in terms of health outcomes. So if you do apples to apples, the U.S. system has its flaws, obviously, and I would want to reform it. But they're talking small, homogenous populations. If a state wants to do this, say Utah wants to do a single-payer healthcare system, go for it, you Mormons.
But that'll learn you.
Yeah, you know, stop, you know, drinking so much hot chocolate with heavy cream, and you won't have as many heart attacks. But, like, yeah, this one-size-fits-all for a diverse nation of...
It's crazy.
It's unreal.
Crazy, yeah. And which is why part of our problem that we have is that, you know, you've got a Medicaid system that is cater to poor people, and that poor end of the population do not take care of themselves as far as diets and getting, you know, doctor visits before things happen versus when things happen. If they would just do their normal annual checkups, I have doctor, matter of fact, a GP says to me all the time, if Medicaid patients would just do normal annual visits and follow the advice of the doctor, their longevity would skyrocket and their insurance expense, their medical expenses would plummet. Because what happens is they don't do their medical visit, they have a stroke or they have a heart attack, and you're dealing with them at the emergency room under emergency situations, and you're at your highest point of contact with medicine. If you would have met with them 6 months ago and had taken your blood control, blood pressure medicine, you wouldn't be having the stroke right now.
Well, and then when he says that healthcare is a right, it's like, no, it's not. Because, well,
some people say education is right, too.
Well, this idea of, okay, what aspect of healthcare is a right? Do I have a right to LASIK surgery? No. Do I have a right to the most advanced procedure to, you know, a bone marrow transplant? Like these sorts of things that try to cure ridiculous forms of cancer? No, obviously not. Well, you might say I have a right to it, but I got to wait, you know, 30 months. Wait in line. It's just absurd. I think healthcare, if you want to talk in the moral sense, our obligations to others, is a duty to take care of those people. And if you want the government to do that, that's an argument. I get tired of this crap that anything we say is a right is a right.
Yeah.
It's just nonsense.
And there's a difference between access and availability, too.
And I would use the same argument against education as a right. It's like, well, what kind of education? At what level? What expertise of a teacher? And what, you know, it's ridiculous.
It really is, because what you do, you have access to an education system, but it's the equivalent of mass transit of an education system. It's just, it's not going to get you where you want to go. And that's where the problem is with this whole thing. That seems to get people going. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Let me go to John. John, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm very good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. On the healthcare thing, I think it's a bunch of baloney. Now, I understand people need healthcare and things like, you know, especially some of the more costly things like that. But they seem to forget that, you know, these doctors are high because look at the money they have to fork out in order to go to medical school. Look at the money they and the time in their lives they had to spend to get this trade, to do these things, to learn these things in order to be able to perform these procedures. I mean, you're not going to go to a mechanic and ask your mechanic to fix your car for free. They'll laugh you out of the building. I feel like it's the same thing with a doctor.
Well, but again, I have a lot of doc clients, and it's kind of a misnomer. Your major part of your medical expense is not the doctor itself. It's all the things that are around the doctor. If you are a neurologist, and a pretty good one, you're going to make about $275,000 to $325,000 a year. But that medical practice is going to bill somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1.8 to $2 million. So he's about 15% of that cost.
Because he's got to pay his overhead, his equipment, his secretaries, his nurses.
Well, you have your liability insurance, you have your medical, you have your insurance programming, the people that are making application for your insurance and keeping all the charts that are required by government to do. It's all that.
Sir.
That's the expense that you're talking about. It's not the doc.
Right, and I think that I think the government needs to stay out of it.
Oh yeah, that's what the problem with medicine is. Government got too involved in it.
I think they need to stay out of it because for one, my health care, I had great Blue Cross Blue Shield at one time, and this is no joke. When they first introduced the Obamacare Act, I was paying $76 a week, and I could go to any kind of doctor, you name it, and I had a $45 copay. I broke my shoulder and only had to pay $45 total for the surgery and everything. And then Obamacare passed, and my insurance went from $76 a week to almost, I think it was $800 a month. And yeah. That is no joke.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's because you were paying for other people's insurance.
And now I don't have it. Until this day, I don't have it because I can't afford it.
Well, let me recommend Christian Healthcare Ministries. If you're not, if you're not a smoker, it's a great. It's really good.
Uh oh, I smoke.
Well, they have.
But I'm gonna go ahead, Dan.
Well, they have some other ones that are insurance pools like that, but you are going to be put in a different category being a smoker.
Yes, sir, I understand. But I mean, you know, and well, the job I'm with now, they're getting us back on Blue Cross Blue Shield because we finally got into a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just thought that was ridiculous that if you like your health care, you can keep it. Yeah,
one of the biggest lies
ever.
You
can afford it.
Well, you couldn't keep your health care. You lost it.
Yes, yes, sir, that's right. But, hey, you guys have a great day, and I do appreciate all y'all do, Dan.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the telephone call. Let's go to the guy who's such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him, Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are we doing today, Dan?
Doing great. How are things going down in 38?
Better every day, Dan. Better every day.
That is really good.
Yeah, it's gorgeous down here right now. I was going to piggyback off of that. You know, my best friend's an ER physician over in Gulf Breeze, and he's paying almost close to $2,000 for his family's health insurance. You know, he's a doctor himself. But with that Bernie Sanders clip, man, it should really, really scare people that this guy has a big following, and all that gibberish that was coming out of his mouth, it should be really alarming to the public that he's got a following.
You're right.
Yeah. But I was just calling in and say hello.
Well, you have fun tonight. What's for dinner?
We're doing a group of po' boys at lunch. I'm not sure the dinner menu yet, but we'll see. It's a learning every day.
I may have to come down and visit you.
Well, bring it on.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you. New Star 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. Smile. Count the days I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
2729228 on healthcare. Bernie Sanders laying it out there for you guys. Should scare you guys to death. This is why Donald Trump needs to be running against him. And come up with a great group of surrogates talking about healthcare and coming up with a great healthcare solution. Republicans cannot stay on the sideline on this, I promise you. Okay, Bernie Sanders is going to be talking about the Republicans and Donald Trump has said Republicans are going to be the party of health care. And what does he think about that?
You know, the president has now said that he wants his party to be the party of health care.
Well, I know.
Have you considered doing some version of this that you know would get some semblance of Republican support?
Well, right now, look, let's be clear. The president wants his party to be the party of health care. Unfortunately, apparently, what he means by that is throwing 32 million Americans off of the health insurance they have.
Isn't that what your plan would do, too? Because you'd be moving them into Medicare for All? I mean, if they have insurance right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. President's plan and what he has supported throws 32 million people off of health care. No alternative.
No, they don't.
We provide health care to every man, woman, and child in this country. I think maybe slightly different concepts. We guarantee health care to all. He throws 32 million off of health care.
Off of the
slightly
Affordable Care
different. Act. Off of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And they have no alternative.
Can you stop that?
Probably in the reason.
Now, he doesn't throw them off health care. What they do is they decide they do not want to pay the health care premium any longer. 32 million people say, if you're not going to penalize me for not having health care, I'm not going to have health care because I don't want to pay the premium on it. That's what the difference is. This is why Bernie Sanders is going to get ripped to pieces. I'm going to say, back it up a little further and then start over. There you go.
President's plan and what he has supported throws 32 million people off of health care. No alternative. We provide health care to every man, woman, and child in this country. I think maybe slightly different concepts. We guarantee health care to all. He throws 32 million off of health care.
Off of the
slightly
Affordable Care
different.
Act.
Off of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And they have no alternative. Probably in the recesses of their minds, their alternative is junk insurance, which means we're going to give you a head. We got a deal for you, man. We're going to give you really, really cheap insurance, really a bargain. Oh, by the way, there's a huge deductible. There's a huge copayment, and it doesn't cover very much.
Which is where Obamacare is now. Huge deductible.
Yes.
That's where the largest part of people who owe money to hospitals is exactly that, the deductible. So is Bernie winning you over yet?
No.
Okay, and here, this is the perfect thing. You do this so well when you're imitating Bernie, the greed factor here. Let's listen in.
The Republicans call it socialism. Say Democrats are embracing these socialist ideas from socialist.
Well, then they
Bernie
have to
Sanders.
Ask themselves why it is that Canadians have a similar type program. British have a somewhat different program. French have a somewhat different program. But all over the world, healthcare is considered to be a right of all people. I am.
That me?
Yeah, I'm cut off.
Uh-oh. Didn't mean to do that, because that was a good cut. Let's pick up the next one then.
And what happens to those insurance companies after your plan is implemented? They still exist.
Uh-oh.
If you want cosmetic surgery, we under Medicare for All, we cover all basic health care needs. So they're not going to be there to do that. I suppose if you want to make yourself look a little bit more beautiful, you want to work on that nose, your ears, they can do that.
But so basically, Blue Cross Blue Shield would be reduced to nose jobs.
Something like that. But let's also be clear on this argument, because I know it's thrown out to me. What happens, you know, people say, well, you're taking away the insurance that people have. It's true. You quit your job tomorrow, okay? you're losing the insurance you currently have, okay? Your employer decides to change insurance policies and you have no say about it. You're losing the insurance you have. On the Medicare for All, you have freedom of choice with regard to any doctor. It's going to be there this year, it'll be there next year, and it'll be there the following year. Medicare currently is a strong, popular program enjoyed by seniors. I want that same program to be enjoyed by all Americans.
An incredible amount of money. And what's going to happen is as Medicare starts running out of money, and I'm in that window for that, I just got Medicare eligible. So 10 years from now, would they be saying, well, you know, chemo or morphine? And that's what's going to start happening because the system goes broke and they can't afford it. And Joey, you're going to be the one to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is this 8 or 9?
This is 9.
Is this stop and go yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's continue on with Bernie. It gets more outrageous.
One of the doctors that works with us said to me, you know, the current healthcare system as it is essentially designed to respond once somebody is sick. You only go to it if you get sick. We don't have a system that promotes prevention and healthy living.
Look, why is that it? And we don't have enough primary care doctors. We are way behind in terms of per capita coverage. Every other country in primary care doctors. We've got a whole lot of surgeons. We've got a whole lot of people who do expensive operations. But in many parts of this country, you are sick tomorrow, you can't find a doctor. The reason this system is structured that way is to make money for people in the industry. You don't make money by keeping people healthy. That's what your doctor friend is telling you. He's right. So, of course, when you have a nonprofit national healthcare system, its goal is to make sure that people are as healthy as possible. Its goal is to say that if you get sick tomorrow, don't wait 6 months before you walk into a doctor's office when you may be much sicker. Walk in there tomorrow. That's the most cost-effective and best way to treat you.
But would you support things like a surcharge on people who smoke?
No. And then you're getting into, no. But what I would support, absolutely, you know, look at that tummy there. You know, maybe we'll have a surcharge on people a little bit too chubby, right? Or people who are breathing bad air.
Let me tell you something. When people have Medicaid, for example, they do not show up for their doctor visits. Doctor's offices call and beg them to come in, and they don't show up because they don't want to stand in line in the doctor's office.
Well, and I think there obviously are some healthcare medical events that are preventable. But the dirty little secret is you could live a very healthy, long life, but as you get older, no matter how healthy you were, you're going to have some pretty high costs at the end of life. I mean, and the idea that we don't prepare for that, no matter how healthy you are, as you get older, there are going to be more complications and more expenses.
Well, that's something I've learned.
I just think this whole preventative idea, I mean, it'd be better if people ate better and were healthier generally, I suppose. It would be. It'd be better for quality of life and expenses. But it won't solve everything if you go to the doctor a few more times a year.
No, but if you would do annual checkups and you would do the PSA test and EKGs and things like that, you're much more likely to have to figure out what the problem is. It's like when I had my stroke issue, one of the things my doctor suggested is to do a carotid artery test to see if there was any blockage, and there wasn't, so thank goodness. But I'd never had that test done before. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. No, let me go to a break. Red Top, Delta Hotel, hang on. The MR Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The nation's top cop says he believes the Trump campaign was spied upon. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
Attorney General William Barr told a Senate subcommittee he's looking into the origins of the Russia probe, saying he does believe spying did occur during the 2016 campaign.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal.
Barr cautioned he's not launching an investigation into the FBI.
Barr adding he wants to know if the surveillance was proper and investigators followed Justice Department rules. President Trump again saying the special counsel's investigation was an attack on his presidency.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them.
Attorney General William Barr says he'll release a redacted version of that report within a week. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a couple of nice, quiet springtime days. Nice and warm today with a high temperature up to about 84. Sunshine will be dominant. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, breezy and warm. Another high temperature up to about 84. I think we're dry if you have plans on Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms, let's say, in the wee hours of Thursday night, Friday morning, with Friday's high temperature up to about 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around Saturday. And then we continue to look at a potential severe weather event looming for Sunday. We'll be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.27 2928 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. You go to Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel. Come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike. How you doing today?
5 by 5, brother.
All right. I've got you the same thing. I'm just tuned in here recently, and I got a few of these Bernie clips. And I got a comment and a question. First off, I love how he's emphatic. His proposals are not socialistic, but then he goes on to compare our healthcare system
to socialist.
Who? Socialistic European countries.
Bingo.
You gotta love it. I love Bernie. He provides me with a whole lot of laughs, but I'll have to be honest, it's a little scary. He's getting a little too close to the White House for my good. So I do have a question, though, regarding, of course, Bernie is an independent. He caucuses with the Democrats, and especially after 2016, why and how does he believe the DNC is going to support him? What are your thoughts on that? I just don't see how an independent can expect that sort of support, especially since they have so many other options this time around.
Yeah, I, um, I think what the problem is that if they don't support him, I think the Democrats will lose a chunk of the population who will say, see, the system's rigged. You don't like people like us. So we're not going to play in your party any longer. So I think they're going to have to support him.
Okay, so you think he's got him over a barrel this time around, huh?
Well, let me tell you, he's got $20 million in his pocket right now. Now, that's, by big standards, that's not big, but among 18 other candidates, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if he can do well in Iowa, which I'm not sure he can, but if he can do well in Iowa, he should win New Hampshire, and he got 46% of the vote in California, and that vote happens in March. So it's like the next big primary. It's the big primary after New Hampshire. Okay. If he can win all three of those, then he's a player.
And do you think, of course, last time around, it was pretty obvious that DNC was backing Hillary in ways that they probably wish we didn't know about. But do you think the DNC almost feels more obligated to support him this time around based on last time around?
I think they're going to do kind of the opposite. I think what they're going to do is not support him and not pick a winner and let them all fight it out.
I see.
So they don't get blamed for that.
Okay. And then if and when he becomes the nominee, then they have no choice at that point.
Yeah, they're all in.
Yeah, got it. All right, sir. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it as always. You guys do a great job.
You have a great day. Good talking to you again. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good, beautiful afternoon, gentlemen.
It is. How's the temp?
Oh, it is in our low 80s, low medium humidity is paradise.
Yeah, cool last night, cool this morning, and kind of a warm middle of the day.
Can't get any better than that, gentlemen.
There you go.
I feel Bernie's going to be the nominee unless Michelle Obama runs, because I don't think they can stop him, and because of the Generation Z is just wants a grandfather for president. He just sounds too much like the great-granddad, and I think they're going to have a hard time stopping him. Is he not a Democrat? Because he ran as a Democrat. So he never was a Democrat and still is not. Is that what you're telling us?
No. What happened is the Democrat Party said, you must declare as a Democrat if you're going to run on the Democrat ticket.
And, okay, so he has declared as a Democrat.
Exactly.
So he is now a Democrat, not an independent, or is he back to independent?
Well, he's calling himself a Democrat now. The question is going to be the next time he runs in Vermont, what's he going to run as?
Ah, well, he's not up for election in 2020, is he?
No.
Okay. All right. Just on another quick note, I was going to be curious to see how they treated Bob Barr's appearance before the Judiciary Committee yesterday, because it was only about the budget. And it was, the news coverage was only about the Mueller report, and that was really a very small part of the meeting. But I just wanted to make a note of how they treated the actual event and what its purpose was, which they did not mention at all. So that did not surprise me.
Yeah, the Democrats kind of ran into themselves during that whole testimony.
Oh, they
I mean, they really looked bad.
One thing I do not like is what he said, that he has no intention of investigating the FBI or who else did you say in his final comments. He's not interested in investigating them as far as spying.
That's not what he said. He said he's going to investigate the spying.
But not necessarily the FBI itself.
Yeah, not the FBI in totality.
Okay. See, that makes it clear, because I would say, you know, so they've got their naughty and nice list going, obviously, and they've been checking it more than twice. So, well, I hope we have some fun here soon. And when is Jeff Sessions ever going to say anything? I really am frustrated. I wish he would say, gosh, I think that, did he make comments that he was happy with the turnout of the investigation? Or he was happy with
the, no. Well, he hadn't seen the Mueller investigation report, so he didn't know.
Okay, gotcha. All right. That makes sense. Y'all guys, enjoy this beautiful day and beautiful evening.
Thanks for your time. We'll be definitely doing that. Got big plans for tonight. Leaving here, got some errands to run to get ready for tonight, and drop by my office and do some things. But Yeah, I wish we were in this day today. Let's pick back up with the stop and go of Bernie.
The senator is calling Ed. Just notice that this is happening.
Okay. Now, once you go down that route, it's not a fair route to go. Bottom line is, we cover health care to all people. But in terms of smoking, what we would do, and tying it into disease prevention, is we would do everything possible to help those people who want to get off of that habit. My father died at the age of 59. He smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. During that time, the tobacco industry was lying, of course, it was not acknowledging that smoking causes heart disease and cancer, etc. So when we talk about disease prevention, we are talking about putting a great deal of emphasis in trying to keep people healthy, absolutely.
Well, what about your own health? Is there anything, as you get older, that you worry about?
Thank God I'm knocking on something here, but it should be wood. I was a long-distance runner when I was a kid. I was a pretty good athlete. And, you know, no one ever knows what happens to you, to me, anybody tomorrow. But I'm healthy, feeling pretty good.
Sound pretty good shape. Yeah, handling, obesity and smoking, and then particularly among Medicaid, you know, if you're going to smoke, you're getting free medical insurance, you don't do your doctor's visits, should there be something that, instead of you buying cigarettes, are you paying into something? The whole free health care is just such a problem in this country. It's unbelievable. Let's continue on with Bernie.
And your head, the injury from the shower is recovered and it's all set?
Yeah.
So I want to return to this idea of you being the front runner. This is not a position you've been in before. I mean, around here, you were the guy for so long that was kind of looked at as the guy who had these, you know, far left-leaning ideas. You're introducing a bill this week that is going to be supported by several of your opponents for the presidency who are glad to stand right by you as you, you know, introduce this yet again. That's a bit of a change for Bernie Sanders up here.
Yes, it is.
And in the conversation, the debate about what is the Democratic Party.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Are you comfortable being on top?
Look, I am where I am. Would I rather be on top than down below? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, again, but I don't take it all that seriously. It's a long, long campaign, and you know, I think there's going to be different people on top and different people on below. And what happens is on election day, not today. But I'll tell you what I am proud of, and I sincerely am. I don't credit myself for doing this alone. A lot of people were involved in the struggle. During the 2015-2016 campaign, we took ideas, as you suggested, the American people, that were considered to be pretty far out there, right? Pretty radical ideas. Well, it turns out that once you explain those ideas to the American people, it turns out it's not so radical after all. People say, yeah. Let me give you just one example. 4 years ago when I ran for president, we talked about raising the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. 4 years ago, Ed, you'll acknowledge, that was a pretty radical idea, right?
Yep.
Well, since then, 6 states have now passed $15 an hour minimum wage legislation, and I suspect the House will pass that bill probably in the next month or two. Why is that? Because the American people know that if you work 50, 60 hours a week, you should not be living in poverty. The same thing for making public colleges and universities tuition-free. Radical idea a few years ago, not so radical today. And certainly Medicare for all. That idea that health care is a human right, not a privilege, has come a long, long way.
So in some ways you lost that campaign, but you may have won the argument.
Well, you can say that, yeah.
One of the other guys that's on top in some of these polls is Joe Biden. Expected to get in as early as this month. What would you say is the biggest difference between you and him?
Well, look, I've known Joe for many, many years, and you know, and I like Joe. Joe is a friend of mine, and if Joe gets into the race, I look forward to having a good issue-oriented debate with him and with other candidates. And one thing I'm quite confident of is that among the Democratic candidates, there is an understanding that we should not be attacking each other on personal levels, that there should be a open debate about the ideas that we believe in, what we hope to do as president, and, by the way, that at the end of this whole process, and I certainly hope that I win it, others hope they win it, but at the end of the process, it's a coming together to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
You know, when somebody says the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country, they do not realize what that sounds like to Trump supporters. Because what you're doing is you're saying that you're the most dangerous, you as an individual are dangerous also. So that, I think that one, that kind of concept is going to backfire on them big time. Let me do this. Let me go to an early break so I can set this up and we can finish up the last part and then get to Candace. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Doug, hang on for me, please. I want to remind the audience that, you know, this pesky little mosquitoes are going to be around. You need mosquito shield on your side. $29.95 special. If you tell LaVon, your Dan Moore Show listener, I'm going to give you his telephone number. First-time application, $29.95. You'll love it. And let me tell you, these guys are going to start coming out. You're going to have rain this weekend. By next week, the mosquitoes will be around. Get ready to copy the cell phone number for LaVon Russell. Great guy. He and his son have Mosquito Shield, and they do an incredible job. I have a huge yard, and they cover every bit of it and a lot of undergrowth. 334-513-2940. That's Mosquito Shield. LaVon, give him a call. Tell me you're a Dan Moore Show listener and ask for the Dan Moore Show special, $29.95, if you're not a current client. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. Before I forget, did you call my cleaning lady? Or am I understanding that you needed some interior spring cleaning?
I never got a telephone number. I thought you were...
I messaged it to Joey.
I sent it to you.
Did you?
I'll resend it. One second. Yeah. I'll have to look back to last week. But
yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I was waiting on a telephone number for you.
I'll resend it to Joey. Hey, just real quick, I've got a comment about Bernie's last statement about Trump.
Yep.
When I hear the far loony left saying that, in my opinion, they're kind of telling the truth, because really what they want to say, but they're afraid to say it, is Trump is the most dangerous president in modern-day history to the Democratic Party.
There you go. You know, it's funny. I thought the exact same thing. He's the most dangerous to what they believe in.
Yeah. And then real quick, Dan, when would you start talking to us about House seats for 2020 and what are our chances to flip the House back?
Well, I've seen some polling data on it, and right now I think the chances are fairly good. Here's going to be the question. How good are the candidates that are going to be running, and how much money will they have their hands on? The NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, is raising a bunch of money and they're going to target 70 House seats, the 41 that they lost, plus an additional 30. Uh-huh. And they may be able to take it back.
Yeah, I just hope.
But you have to have really good candidates.
Yeah, and I hope the president will have the energy. I don't know if he can swing it. I didn't think he could swing what he did for the senatorial candidates to make sure that we gained in the Senate. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to 2020 with him being the top of the ticket and him being at 53%. I'm excited. Okay, tell Joey I will send him.
I thought I sent it before. I already found it and sent it to Dannegan.
Thank you,
Doug. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the another tack that they're doing on this, I understand, is that they're going to nationalize these congressional seats, and they're going to be talking about border security, health care, kind of going down a checklist, and that we need the House so we can get that done and that Trump can get the things done in those areas. If he has the House and the Senate, he can get it done. That's going to be their kind of talking points. Let's continue on with this last segment.
Let me ask you this. Democrats are pushing for the president's tax returns. Where are yours? Because I know you've been saying for a few months now.
Today is April 9th, right?
Right.
April 15th is tax due date, right?
Right.
So we wanted to do 10 years, and we wanted to include the latest returns. So today's the 9th, 15th coming. Somewhere in between that, you're going to have this
year. So you're like a college kid who does it right up to the deadline.
That's kind of what we do. We don't have a whole bunch of accountants running around, so we do it.
But there isn't something in those returns that's going to make your supporters unhappy,
is
there?
Yeah, my trillions of dollars investment in Saudi Arabia and Russia. You got it, Ed. Right here. You got it on CBS. No, I don't think so. Look, here it is. Here's what it is, basically. I make what a United States senator makes. I wrote two books in recent years. One of them was a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, translated to 5 or 6 languages. It did very well. I made money on that book. Second book, didn't make quite so much money. So that's the kind of where the money came from, above and beyond our congressional salary. Some years ago, my wife was president of a college. She made money. That's about it, more or less.
So nothing hiding in there. You're just waiting until closer to tax.
Right.
So
no great revelations. Sorry to disappoint you.
By April 15th, then, if people want to see.
That'll be the 10th. Yeah, yeah. We wanted to make it up to date.
Just, all right. I want to just summarize, go back to Medicare for All for 1 second. Somebody comes up to you on the street and says, what is this Medicare for All thing? You tell them what?
It guarantees, like every other major country on earth, health care to every man, woman, and child in this country, freedom of choice regarding the doctor, hospital, and it does it in a cost-effective way such that the overwhelming majority of Americans will pay less for health care than they are currently paying.
Every major country on earth. That's the incredible thing, his definitions. It's going to be interesting to watch his taxes, because I bet he made $1 million on book sales.
Well, and I'm interested if he says it's a right. Say you get a rare form or a late-stage form of cancer. With Medicare for All, can you go to MD Anderson? Can you just automatically get into UT Southwestern in Dallas? I just find the way he's talking about it to be absurd. And I think there is a duty to take care of those who need it. But don't call it a right, because there's no way you can actually make that work.
Can you pull up Candace Owens?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this we don't have time to play the whole thing.
But she is really good.
This is her opening statement. It was at a committee that was
judicial
hearing on hate crimes and white nationalism.
Yeah, boy, two of my favorite subjects.
It was not unfair. You had plenty of extra time. Ms.
No,
Owens.
I did not.
Ms. Owens.
Mr. Chairman, ranking. There we go. Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Mr. Collins, thank you for having me here today. I received word on my way in that many of the journalists were confused as to why I was invited, and none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me, because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me, because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat, I support the President of the United States, and I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community. I'm honored to be here today in front of you all because the person sitting behind me is my 75-year-old grandfather. I've always considered myself to be my grandfather's child, and I mean to say that my sense of humor, my passion, and my work ethic all comes from the man that is sitting behind me. My grandfather grew up on a sharecropping farm in the segregated South. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrat Party's Jim Crow laws. My grandfather's first job was given to him at the age of 5 years old, and his job was to lay tobacco out to dry in an attic in the South. My grandfather has picked cotton, and he has also had experiences with a Democrat terrorist organization of that time, the Ku Klux Klan. They would regularly visit his home and they would shoot bullets into it. They had an issue with his father, my great-grandfather. During my formative years, I had the privilege of growing up in my grandfather's home. It's going to shock the committee, but not once, not in a single breath of a conversation did my grandfather tell me that I could not do something because of my skin color. Not once did my grandfather hold a gripe against the white man. I was simply never taught to view myself as a victim because of my heritage. I learned about faith in God, family, and hard work. Those were the only lessons of my childhood. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election. Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within 5 high schools and 1 middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016. The single motherhood rate in the black community, which was at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I am guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on. My point is that white nationalism does not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did. Let me be clear. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist, that my movement Blexit, which is inspiring black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking on the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart. What they won't tell you about this, the statistics and the rise of white nationalism, is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. What I mean to say is that they are manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out, they yelled race traitor to a group of black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me, they threw eggs at me, and the leftist media remained silent on it. If they were serious about the rise of hate crimes, they may perhaps be examining themselves.